Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
I'm going to hold up. Hold on. I'm writing it right now.
Okay.
I'm going to hold up a word.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to tell me what this word is.
You want me to read the word?
That's yes.
Yes, right. Manhattan.
Say it again.
Manhattan.
Say it again.
Manhattan.
Hmm. Stand
What's
on Raven.
Wrong?
So I got a text message.
I feel like you're
yesterday.
Judging me immediately.
I am judging you. So because somebody judged me.
Now what happened?
I got a text message. And you could always call or text 1-800-330-9999. It doesn't have to be about what we're talking about. It could be about anything.
Right.
You know, just
right.
reach
Bounce
out to
it
us.
Off us. Why
yeah.
not?
Yeah, sure. So we got a text message. And it says, Anna, do you know how to pronounce Manhattan? You don't ever say the T's.
Mm.
And I was like, what?
You kind of roll over just
Manhattan.
A little bit. No. So you just.
Manhattan.
You Manhattan it.
Manhattan.
No, Manhattan.
Who says Manhattan?
Manhattan.
Who says Manhattan?
I'm not going to get into a debate with you. So what happened? The text message just said, stop doing it that way?
Well, it was like she was joking. There was like funny emoji faces and all like kind of that stuff.
Right. But yeah. You're joking, but you're serious.
Right.
It's bothering you enough to send the message, but they're trying to make you all be like, oh, that's not too offensive. I'll make a change.
But it got me thinking because I mispronounce a lot of things, and it's always been the number one thing that people make fun of me about. Like, they always, like, jokingly make fun of me.
I love the way you say singer.
I mean, you do it, too. You say it all the time.
Singer.
Singer.
No.
Yes.
You just say singer. Singer. What is that?
The irony of it is that I'm on the radio, and this and me speaking is basically how I make a living.
Communications.
And I always blame it on my immigrant parents. I always say because I grew up listening to their accents, and the way they pronounce things is the way that's kind of just ingrained in me, and I don't know any different. Like that other word, hold on. Here, let me write this one down for you, too. Hold on. How do you say this word? Hold on. Scribbling. Hold on. Can you read my handwriting? Mm. What does that say?
Buffet.
How do you say it?
It's the buffet.
Buffet.
No, it's not buffet.
Buffet.
What would it be a buffet?
I don't know. That's what
no,
I say.
It's a buffet. We're going to the buffet.
But that's the thing that people always make fun of me about. 1-800-330-9999. What's that thing that your friends make fun of you about? What do people make fun of you about, Raven?
People just tell me I never know when to stop talking.
Oh, that's the truth.
Oh, thank you very
Constantly.
Much. Constantly. Yeah, but the funny thing is that when I'm out of work, I'm either not talking at all. Or when I start getting actually excited about something, somebody goes, okay, that's enough. Like you're on stage or something like that. It's like, well, if you don't want my opinion, don't actually ask me.
Oh, you're getting all defensive.
I like a debate that goes.
Oh, you get so defensive.
Oh, my wife says I'm ignoring her. I start talking to her about something, whether it be political or financial or anything like that. She just immediately is like dozed off.
Right.
Yeah. Doesn't care. She's like, honey. I don't care about this. She'll say that in mid-sentence sometimes.
But your voice, in addition to like the nonstop talking that comes out of your mouth,
sure,
the voice like level, it
oh,
gets
yeah, it goes
so
up.
High.
Oh yeah,
it's like you're screaming across a room.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially when I feel like I'm not being heard, I'll just raise it.
Good.
Raise it. If you raise it, oh, I'll raise it.
Oh, I mean,
I'll see your raise, yeah. And then I'll raise you again.
But I think everybody has that thing that people make fun of you about. And even though they say it jokingly, you're like, aw, you know, it kind of gets you a little bit inside. 1-800-330-9999. What's the thing that your friends make fun of you about? Why do your friends make fun of you? It's Anna and Raven, 1-800-330-9999. I was giggling because we got a text message making fun of the way I pronounce Manhattan. Which to me sounds completely normal, but they said that I'm not
pronouncing
Manhattan. I have never.
No, I didn't
Manhattan.
Say Manhattan. I said Manhattan.
I don't know.
Manhattan.
But for me, that's always been a thing. And the irony is that I'm on the radio because I mispronounce a lot of things. And I always say it's because I grew up with immigrant parents. So because of their thick accents and the way they pronounce things, it's just kind of been ingrained in me.
I mean, you're in communications, Anna Zapp. It's time to step it up.
I guess. I was thinking about my friends. Danielle, we make fun of her because she can't. Text, like, you know how like there's autocorrect?
Yeah.
The things that pop up is like you can't even understand what she's saying.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, Angela, when we go out, because she's got four kids and she never gets out of the house,
mm-hmm.
she's one drink and then she's a mess, you know, so she's the lightweight.
So you make fun of her for
all,
that?
All the time. That's what we make fun of.
Feels like peer pressure.
Right. What do your friends make fun of you about, Raven?
Just that I don't know when to stop on certain things. Other times they can't engage me at all, but then when I get engaged in a conversation, I find it far more interesting than they do. So I never pump the brakes on it. Like, I want to take it down to every single part of that conversation, and 3 minutes into it, they're just over it, and I'm like, pfft. What? You just don't care what I think. You just don't care what I have to say.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Why do your friends make fun of you?
Orange. I say orange. I don't say orange. I just say orange.
It feels pretty close to me. Orange is acceptable in my realm.
How do you say
and
Oregon?
And then I accidentally spell it with an A.
Oh, well then
that's weird.
That's not something to be made fun of. That's just incorrect grammar.
Orange.
How do you say Oregon? Oregon or Oregon?
You're talking about the state.
Oregon.
Yeah. Oregon.
Oh, I say Oregon.
Why?
Oregon.
Because that's how. Oregon.
No.
Yeah, but either way, but that's not what we're talking about. Not just the way you pronounce things, like the other things that your friends make fun of you. Like Troy wrote on our Facebook page, you can search Anna and Raven, I am absolutely clueless at the post office. I once walked in with a package and they looked at me like I was crazy. The woman said, where is this going? There's no label or address. And I said, don't you do that? Isn't that your thing?
You know, it's
so funny.
It's true. Sometimes when you go to the post office desk, it can be a little bit daunting. Am I sending this priority? Is it overnight? Should it be insured? A signature? How do I do that?
Lauren wrote, my friends make fun of me for my kids' early bedtime. They're 12. They go to bed at 7 o'clock. I would never make fun of you. That is a win.
Wow.
That is a fantastic win.
Locking them down at 7.
Oh, man. Let's see here. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Why do your friends make fun of you?
I'm a klutz. My family, they literally call me Klutzy Kate. I just have a lot of accidents. I broke my ankle 3 times. I've fallen in a massive hole at a construction site.
What?
I was fine. I didn't get hurt, but I mean, it was really scary. I walk into everything. I walk into poles, walls, screen doors. I busted my screen door already.
I mean, that Klutzy Kate.
It's time for more focus.
Right.
I'm just busy, and I guess that's one part that I'm not paying attention to, and it just happens.
Do you laugh at yourself, or do you get, like, upset?
Well, I laugh, but once it happens for, like, the 20th or 30th time, like, it starts, like, should I be worried, or it's
yes.
Like, yeah.
Right.
You should be concussed.
When you fall into a hole on a construction
right.
site.
I'd be worried.
I feel like there should be concern there.
Right.
Everyone was around me, they were really concerned. Yeah, I was just like, I'm fine.
I would think so. It's a liability lawsuit.
Right.
Right.
I'm going to own this building.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do people jokingly give you a hard time about?
It's actually not funny, but I guess it is. People make fun of my laugh.
That's not too bad.
Do it again.
There's a little tick of me Elmo in there.
Do it again. Do it again.
Oh, he's a joker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's evil. That's Anna's witch laugh.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
kind of what it right. sounds
yours,
like.
But that's yours every day.
Right.
Okay.
Every day. Every day.
Does it hurt your feelings?
He does sound evil. Look at him. He does.
How do you make fun of that? That brings me joy.
That would be fun for a while, and then after like a week, you'd be like, are you laughing at me? Are you seriously finding joy in my grievance?
Wait, do people make fun of you like they laugh along with you, or does it hurt your feelings?
Yeah, I mean, they seem to, you know, I think they enjoy it, but they make fun of it every time.
I mean, I would too. Imagine that's your homeboy.
That's your boy
right there.
It's like an engine that just starts running in the back. He can't turn it off.
You go out to the bar, you're 2 beers in, and all of a sudden he starts cackling.
He's doing
like
that.
Right.
How many fights is that going to get me and my friends into? Because I have to defend my friend's honor because he's got some strange laugh. Some guy across the bar. Are you taking joy in my displeasure, sir?
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Right. I get how that could get annoying.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit MyFreeStyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.